These talks to end one of Asia's longest running wars between the Sri Lankan government and the LTTE reach its third and final day in Thailand. The Sri Lankan government and the LTTE moved into the third day of the peace talks on Wednesday at a naval base at Sapahip, southeast of Bangkok, to find ways to end 19 years of fighting that has killed 64,000 people and smothered the island's economy. LTTE negotiator Antam Balasingham, government negotiator DJ Perries and Norwegian Deputy Foreign Minister Vidar Helgesen held a news conference today where Balasingham reiterated that there could be no question of disarmament until a permanent settlement was reached.
If our demand for regional autonomy and self-government is rejected, and if the conditions of oppression continue, and that as a last resort, our people have no option other than to fight for political independence and statehood, that will be the last resort under the principle of self-determination. So everything, you must understand the current literature, current UN literature on self-determination. We operate through those concepts. So using or saying that the LTTE is fighting for an independent state has no relevance, because we operate with different categories and concepts.
Perry said that rebels' aspirations could be met within a united country. Both sides have agreed to work towards establishing an interim administration in the north and east of the country.
We have prepared the ground for it. We have taken the preliminary steps that are necessary to create the conditions which are conducive to that particular initiative. So we have addressed what we have to do at every point along the way. That is certainly something that has to be done in the future, not immediately. I don't think it would have been reasonable to try to attempt it on the very first occasion when the two parties met directly for talks. But we have addressed the preliminary issues relating to that, and we have also agreed among ourselves how we should take that forward on the next occasion.
The LTTE have been fighting since 1983 for a Tamil state in the north and east for minority Tamils, who say they are discriminated against by the island's Sinhalese majority.
The parties have now started taking practical steps for peace building on the ground, focusing on the immediate humanitarian needs, setting clear priorities for humanitarian action, and agreed on a joint task force to act rapidly. But they can't act rapidly unless the donors act rapidly. Now the world community needs to take practical steps to support the parties in their determination to bring peace to Sri Lanka.
The Norwegian government, which brokered a ceasefire and is overseeing the talks, said in a statement that the two sides have agreed to meet again this year from October 31st to November 3rd and from 2nd to the 5th of December. And in the next year, they are most likely to meet from the 6th to the 9th of January. Pampo Shraina, ANI.